Okay, meron ang magkumpare, sabi nung isa niya, pare, alam mo, walang tatalo na gigising ka ng maagang-maaga, mga 5:30 a.m. and then mag-devotion ka ng 20 minutes. Pagkatapos, 20 minutes ka mag-jog. And then, bago ka mag-breakfast, mag-shower ka muna. Sabi, nothing beats that. Sabi ka lang, sabi nung kumpara niya, wow, pare, kailan ka pa nagsimulang gumawa ng ganyan? Sabi niya, bukas. Sometimes we plan on being healthy by, you know, changing our diet and changing our daily routine. Kaya lang, in the end, when do we start? Bukas. Bukas. Sino sa inyo meron ganito? Who has running shoes here? Pakitaas ka ng kamay. Marami, ano? Who has more than a pair of running shoes? Marami. Unfortunately, majority of Filipinos have what? Running shoes, but they don't run. Wow. In fact, 61% of middle income Filipinos don't exercise regularly. That's the latest statistics, no? Last year lang yan. Ang sabi doon sa statistics ay Philippines is among those with the highest percentage of citizens who don't exercise regularly, mostly due to lack of time and lack of personal motivation and distractions of modern life. Bakit daw they lack exercise? Well, 57% would say lack of time due to work. Isipin mo nga, paano ka pa nga makapag-exercise? You have to wake up early in the morning and then makipag-gitgitan ka sa jeep, sa pila sa jeep, then makikipag-gitgitan ka sa LRT. I mean, 2 hours traffic, then uuwi ka sa hapon, 2 hours. Paano ka pa mag-exercise, di ba? Parang, you know, 57% would say, wow, hindi ko talaga kaya. 47% would say, lack of personal motivation. Another 47% says, distractions of modern life. Yung iba naman ang sabi, it's very costly. 37% would say, lack of accessible facility or sports club or venues, no? Kaya 59 to 61% they feel really unhealthy. How about you? Do you feel healthy? Pero pag tinitingnan ko yung congregation natin this afternoon, mas maraming young people sa atin. Nasaan na yung mga young people natin? Whoa! Mga payat pa kayo. But among Filipino adults, 3 out of 10 are overweight. So sana huwag kayong tumulad. Pagka tumanda na kayo, no? Huwag kayong maging overweight. And slowly, many Filipinos are entering, you know, the Generation O. What's the Generation O? The Generation O is the generation of overworked, overweight, and overwhelmed with responsibilities. In Asia, no, so overweight, number 4 tayo. Number 1 is Malaysia, number 2 is Thailand, number 3 is Singapore, and number 4, slowly, no, catching up with Singapore, is the Philippines. Huwag naman sanang magkaganyan. Okay? So, why am I sharing this? No, because this is part of our desire to fulfill our purpose in life. Diba, we have been studying Kazon. Can you say Kazon? Again, Kazon. Okay, Kazon. This book was written by Craig Rogel. No, at we have been trying to find your passion, discover your vision, your purpose in life, and live your life to the full. Okay? But even if you found your reason for existence, but if your health is not good, then there is no way we can actually fulfill God's dream for our lives. So, reviewin natin, ano, yung kazon natin. Okay? Paano mo daw matutuklasan yung kazon mo? Ang kazon mo daw matutuklasan mo when you try to study your own life, your past experiences, your core values, and then your spiritual gifts. Then, pag nag-overlap yung three circles na ito, you know, yung nasa gitna nun, kung saan nag-overlap yung tatlo, would be your, you know, God's dream for your life. Do you want to know God's dream for your life? Sometimes we are so excited about our own personal dreams, no? I want to be like this, I want to be like that, I want to build this, I want to have this, no, I want to wear this, I want to travel to this place. We have lots of dreams. But have you ever wondered, what is God's dream for your life? Di ba ang sarap lang nung malaman mo, ano kayong pangarap ni God para sa akin? No? What would the Heavenly Father would think about me in the future and plan for my future? He has wonderful plans for your life. Meron siyang magandang plano sa buhay mo. Amen ba? Naniniwala ka ba doon? God has a wonderful plan for your life and He wants to reveal that plan to you. Yun ang exciting doon. Gusto niyang sabihin sa iyo kung ano yung plano niya sa buhay mo. For I know the plans, ang sabi ng Panginoon, that I have for you. Plans not to harm you. Plans for your good so that you will have a great future. Okay. So, nandun sa mga life groups natin, we're studying and growing together, trying to find out, Lord, ano ba yung purpose mo sa buhay ko? Now, that you have found your purpose, ako, ang aking purpose statement is simply to be so in love with Jesus that His likeness is seen in me and is reproduced in the people around me. That's my basic, in its simplest form. Yun yung aking purpose in life. Ang number one na goal ko doon is to be in love with Jesus. Okay? Intimacy. Second is that His likeness is seen in me. So that is integrity. And the third is so that it can be reproduced in the lives of others as well. That is influence. So yun yung nagpapaikot ng buhay ko. No? And I pray that you will too will have your own clear, concise purpose statement. Now, paano mo ngayon i-apply yan? Saan mo ilalapat yan? Ano? Kasi ang ganda-ganda nga ng vision statement mo. Ang ganda-ganda nga, naka-frame pa. No? Ang tanong, anong saysay niyan? Dapat lumapat yan doon sa five major aspects of your life. And that is the five spokes. Okay? Kung saan i-apply mo yung purpose mo. No? And we learned about, you know, relationship with God is the most important thing. Relationship with people and finances, health, and work. So, the other week, pinag-usapan natin friendship with God. Di ba? God has so many workers but has few lovers. And we learned the other week, no, na friends can accomplish more than workers do. Kasi pagka friends ka with God, you know, God reveals His, you know, His plans to you. And when He reveals His plans to you, He reveals the easier way. He reveals the better way. And so you don't end up like a worker. No, you don't end up like a worker just working and fulfilling the assignment without even hearing from Him. So, relationship with God is paramount. Very important. Amen ba? Amen? So, wag na wag mo kakalimutan yung relationship sa Panginoon. That's the most important spoke, no, in this five most important aspects of our lives. Second is yung people, no? Kasi there are people who are so in love with God but are annoyed with other people. They think that people are inconvenienced. Well, parang ayaw nila sa mga tao. Ayaw nila maki-fellowship, antisocial. May kilala ka bang ganun? No? Antisocial. Huwag mo nang tingnan yung katabi mo. Parang ayaw makisalamuha sa mga tao. So God created us as relational beings. Why? Because He is a relational being. God wants us to do things together. God wants us to eat together, fellowship together, work together. No? Siya nga, He wants us to dream together with us and to work with us, together with us. So tayo rin naman, we find life meaningful when we engage, when we relate with people. No? Ako, hindi po ako, I'm not really a people person. I am a task person. No, ako po ay iwanan mo sa bahay, sa opisina, kaharap ang computer, I can stay the whole day inside the house. No, and I have no problem with that. introvert ako eh. Shy, sa madaling salita. Mahihiyain po ako. Halata ba? So, ganun ako, introvert. Hindi ako yung social butterfly na, you know, yung bang, the more you interact with people, the more you get energized. I'm not that kind of person, no? But, I learned through the years in the ministry that I cannot hide, no, behind the pulpit lang, mag-preach, and then not really engage with people. That's something that I learned. It's not natural for me, but I really learned to really get along with people. No, buti na lang naawa ang Panginoon sa akin. Imagine mo, kung ako, introvert pala ako at hindi ako makatao, ba't ako naging pastor? Di ba? Isipin mo yon. Si Pastor Al, introvert, mahiyain, tapos ayaw sa tao, paano naging pastor? Sasabihin ko sa iyo, dahil sa biyaya ng Diyos. Amen? Sino dito mahiyain? Alam mo, baka ikaw ang tawagin ng Diyos para magpastor. Amen ba? Kasama ko ba kayo? Amen ba? So people are important. Amen? Kaya nga, the most important commandment, two of them, di ba? Two most important commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, no, and everything that you've got, and then to love others as yourself. So yun yung dalawa na yun. Relationship with God and relationship with people. Okay? Puntahan natin ngayon yung today. Yung pag-uusapan natin today is about health. About, you know, yung physical life natin. No? Next week, pag-usapan natin yung finances. And then, March 4, we'll talk about work. Okay? So that's our series. No? So pag-usapan natin yung health. No? And the title of today's message is Honor, you know, healthy for His honor. Now, we want to be healthy, we want to be fit, we want to be well for His glory. Why? Because we want to do more for the Lord. Amen? Amen ba? Bakit natin gusto maging healthy? Because we want to live long. So when you live longer, what? What will happen? Then you can influence more people for Christ. See, Apostle Paul nga, he was torn between staying in heaven when he got to the seventh heaven, when he got into the abode of God. Sabi niya, wow, this is awesome. I want to stay here for the rest of my life. No? Kaya lang tinanong siya ng Lord, ano ba talaga gusto mo? Gusto mo magstay dito o bumalik? But realizing that, you know, the mission has not yet been completed, at least the mission that was entrusted to him, witnessing to the Gentiles, ang sabi niya, I was torn between the two, staying or going back. But I decided that I have to go back to earth and complete my mission. So sana, matapos na talaga natin yung mission na healthy tayo. Amen? Amen ba? Hindi yung uugod-ugod ka na at saka ka maglilingkod sa Panginoon. Bata ka pala, maglingkod ka sa Panginoon. So healthy for His honor. Let's all stand up. Introduction pa lang yun. No, introduction pa lang. Let's all stand up and let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 to 20. 6:19-20. Okay. Ano sabi dito? Let's all read together. Go. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So, glorify God in your body. Linaw, ano? Sabi dito, you are God's temple. Sabi mo nga, I am God's temple. God's temple is not this building. God's temple is you. Ako, itong katawan na to is God's temple. The Holy Spirit lives inside. Paano daw nangyari yun? When Jesus bought us for a price, the price of His blood, we were purchased by the Lord. Kaya ang sabi, dahil binili ka ng Diyos, pag may bumili ba sa'yo, sino na may-ari sa'yo? Ay di yung bumili sa'yo. Binili tayo sa krus ng Kalbaryo. So, sino na nagmamay-ari sa atin? Sino na? Jesus nang may-ari sa atin. So, anong dapat nating purpose sa buhay natin, sa ating physical life? So, anong sabi doon? Last, so, glorify God in your body. Wow. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this afternoon, and thank you for opening our eyes and challenging us, Lord, to be healthy, be fit, and be well for your glory. Thank you, Lord, because this aspect of our lives is very important to you as well. You're not just concerned about our spirit or our soul, but you care about our body. And Lord, help us to fulfill our purpose through this physical body that you have given us. Pagpalain mo po kami, Panginoon, ngayong hapon na ito. We give you all the glory and all praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Lord. Sige po, please be seated in the presence of God. Now, the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, no, I has something to do with offering to idols, and another context is you should live holy lives and do not offer your bodies to prostitutes, something like that, immorality. Yun yung context nito, no? Kaya nga sinabi na, is there any union between a prostitute and a Christian? Because you're God's temple, so you should not be like that. So it's about avoiding immorality and avoiding sexual impurity. No? Pero okay din naman pag-usapan natin na, since this is the body, we're talking about this body, no? And we should might as well take care of it. No? So wag nating abusuhin. We tend to abuse our bodies by, how do we abuse our bodies? Sometimes we abuse our bodies through working without really sleeping. That's one. How do you abuse your body? Paano mo inaabuso ang katawan mo? Sometimes, through alcohol, through substance abuse, through smoking. Sabi nung isang smoker, ay, di ba nga, kaya akong tayo ang templo ng Panginoon. Di ba sa templo may insenso? Kaya pinapausukan ko yung templo kasi akong templo ng Panginoon. Parang ganun. Grabe yun. Meron pang isang nagsabi, my God is so big! Therefore, I must be big. What a justification. Meron isang host ng TV na nag-interview siya sa mga pinakamatatandang mga tao. So, naghanap siya sa mga liblibliblib sa mga kabukiran, yung mga taong matatanda. Nakakita sila. Mga 87 years old. At nung in-interview nila yung 87 years old, say, hey, sabi sa tatang, naku, ilang taon na po ba kayo? Sabi niya, 87 ako. Tanda nyo na, tatang. Pero parang ang lakas-lakas nyo pa. Ano bang sekreto ninyo? Ay, naku, iho. Ako'y talagang gulay lang ako. Isda. Hindi ako kumakain ng baboy. Hindi ako kumakain ng baka. At wala akong bisyo. Hindi ako naninigarilyo. Hindi ako naglalasing. Hindi ako nagpupuyat. Maaga ako natutulog. Maaga ako nagigising. At lagi ako naglalakad. Yan ang sekreto na mahaba akong buhay. Nakapagsasaka pa ako. Abi talaga po, 87 years old, you're still strong. Wow, ang galing. Tapos nagharap pa sila ng isa pa, nakakita naman sila, mas matanda. Mas matanda doon sa nakita nila. At tininterview nila, sabi niya, Lolo, ano po bang sikreto ninyo? Matanda na kayo, buhay pa kayo. Sabi niya, ganoon, simple lang. Babae, alak, sugal, puyat dito, puyat doon. Layan ang ginagawa ko. Nashock yung host, sabi niya, ganoon. Paano nangyari po yun? Ilan taon na ho ba kayo? 35. You know, when you abuse your body, no, without you knowing it, or you realize it actually, that it will take a toll on your body, no. Malolosyang ka talaga at papagod talaga kapag ka winaldas mo, sinira mo ang iyong katawan. So why does God want us to be healthy, fit, and well? Bakit nga ba gusto ng Diyos? Sino dito gusto maging healthy and fit? Lahat tayo, no? Pero alam mo ba, mas gusto ng Diyos na ikaw healthy and fit. Because number one, it glorifies Him. It glorifies Him when you have a healthy body. Okay? Number two, our body is His temple. We are only stewards of this body. So, we must take care of this body. And as stewards, we must be found faithful. Number three, it is being a good witness. When you have a healthy body, no, you have the energy, then people will be attracted to you. You can easily influence people. Why? Kasi sabihin nila, okay na okay ka. No? Kumbaga, wala silang katitisuran sa'yo. Wala silang mapapansin na hindi maganda sa'yo. So you can be a better witness. And number four, will have more energy to do His work. We can do more when we're healthy. Pinaalalahanan ako ng kapatid ko, when I was still single, siguro I was, siguro in my 20s, early 20s. So talagang ano yun, ang invitation ko noon, nung kabataan ko, from one camp to another, as in summer, how many camps, iba-ibang lugar sa buong Pilipinas, no? Speaking from one camp to another. And then there were times na talagang I was so stressed. Then kinausap ako ng kapatid ko, si Kuya Wanjo yun, yung kinuha na ng Lord. Sabi niya, Pastor Al, kahit mas patanda sa akin yung natawag sa akin nun, Pastor. Pastor Al, yung ganun, natutuwa ako sa iyo kasi talagang very active ka sa Lord eh. Kaya lang baka mamaya, pagdating mo ng 40 o 30, laspag ka na. Ano? Baka mamaya, pagdating mo ng, alam mo yon, hinay-hinay lang, parang ganon. Kasi meron akong parang philosophy nung bata ako na YOLO eh. No, ano nga YOLO? Parang you only live once. Parang my philosophy is, there will be no tomorrow, no? There will be no tomorrow. And then because I was also driven by, you know, siguro yung recognition. Kapag may invitation, talagang yes ako ng yes. Yes ako ng yes. Hindi ako marunong mag-say ng no. Bisan, sunod-sunod na camp talaga eh. Dumating yung time talagang hanggang nagkasakit-sakit na ako because of the camps. And I learned my lessons to really pace my life. Kasi sabi ko nga, I want to live longer so that I can do more for the Lord. There was an old guy, he was 90 years old. And he muttered, sabi niya ganun, if I had known that I will reach the age of 90, I should have taken care of myself more. Hindi niya na-realize na tatanda siya ng ganun. Kaya lang nung 90 na siya, ang dami niya ng sakit. Kasi pinabayaan na niya. Okay? So number five, the number five reason is your reason. Siguro fill in the blanks. What do you think is the reason why God wants you to stay healthy, fit, and well? Pwede mo lagay dyan. So for my family, so that I can get to see my children graduating from college. I can see my children getting married. No, I can see my children bearing children. I can play with my apo. Yeah, alam mo, matanda ka na, nakakalaro ka pa ng mga apo. Parang ang sarap nun, di ba? So, God wants you to live long and well. Amen. Sino gusto ditong mabuhay ng mahaba pero malusog at malakas? No? Amen. We all want that. And so, let's heed God's reminder and command to us to really take care of our body. Now, how do we do that? How do we take care of our body? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29 to 30, basahin natin ito. Ephesians 5, 29 to 30. All together, let's read this. Go. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of His body. Wow. The context here is, you know, the relationship of the husband and the wife, just like the relationship of Christ with the church. At ang sabi doon na, you know, husband should take care of the weaker vessel, the wife. Inasmuch as Christ takes care of His church, the bride, His bride, the church. Sabi noon, dapat alagaan ng husband yung wife niya. Because nobody, sabi niya ganun, no one ever hated their own body. So what do you normally do with your body to take care of it? Number one is to feed it properly and to care for it. So two things, you know? Feed and care. Sabi mo nga, feed. Care. Ayan. Feed and care. Ayan. So how do you take your body? Dalawang bagay lang yan. Proper feeding and proper caring through exercise. Okay? So, simulan natin sa una. Pag-usapan natin yung masailang na bagay. Ano yun? Pagkain. No? Pagkain. Pag nagpunta ka ng McDonald's, anong ino-order mo? Minsan talaga, bago ka palang makarating ng McDonald's, naglalaway ka na yun, no? Kasi ini-imagine mo na yung Big Mac o yung Quarter Pounder, no? At pagdating mo na doon, kung cheeseburger man yung order mo, iniisip mo na agad talagang fries, sasabihin sa'yo nung cashier, upsize? Large? Anong sabihin mo? Sige, large, di ba? Upsize pa. So, large fries, and then ano pa? Yung Coke mo, float pa. Meron pang cream at meron pang chocolate yung Coke mo. Wow! Grabe, Big Mac na. Ganun pa. And then sabihin sa'yo nung lady sa counter, apple pie? Di mag-iisip ka pa. No! And then you feel good. I'm victorious. No? I have self-control. I was able to say no to apple pie. No? Pero ang laki nung fries mo. Ang laki nung ano mo. So, kaya lang ka ba talaga dapat magsimula mag-diet? Ha? Next slide. No? Diet, when do you start dieting? Ha? Diet starts? Next week. Kangina, pambihira. Meron tayong member. Hindi pa naman natin member. We have a family that attends here every... This is their fourth week here in Crossroad. But they come all the way from Tiaong, Quezon. So that's a four-hour drive just to attend Crossroad. And the mga naunang mga Sundays, we invited them for lunch. And then we prepared lunch for them. But today, they brought lunch with them. Naku, yung hipon, pagkalaki-laki talaga. Oh. Ang laki ng alamang. No? Eh kasi sermon ko lang nito kangina. No? Naku, talaga. Pero sa hipon naman, mga nakakainin yung ulo. No? Ang laki ng sugpo eh. Kasi parang mga palaisdaan doon. Ganda. But anyway, usapan namin kangina, Pastor, bukas na lang magsimula yung diet ha. Kasi yung sarap ng pagkain kangina. Okay. So, sabi nung isang lady, they forgot my diet coke. Exercise? Sabi niya, I thought extra rice. Then another guy said, I lost 1 pound this week. It's time to reward myself. Grabe yan. Kapatid, tanda mo ito ha. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. Be careful. No? Kung anong kinakain mo, ikaw magiging. So, anong kinakain mo? Next slide tayo. What do you like eating? No? Sino mahilig dito sa pizza? Burger, hot dogs. Sino mahilig dito sa chichirya? Nova, Chippy. Nako. Parang hindi na yata uso yung Chippy ngayon, ano? Hindi nyo na alam yun eh. Ano ang mga chichirya ngayon? Ice cream, sundae. Wow. Ano lang, you all know this, no? Alam, you're smart enough to know this. But the problem is in application. It boils down to, are you willing to actually do it? So what do you need to avoid? Avoid fast food. Avoid the quick. Remember, things that can be quickly eaten are highly processed. Yung madali, ipiprito mo lang, imamicrowave mo lang, pakukuluan mo lang, they are highly processed. And that really endangers your health. Second is cheap. Yung mura lang, no? Bakit sila mura? Because they have longer shelf life. Pwede mong i-stock. And we all know that if these products have longer shelf life, they have lots of preservatives. So yung mga sardinas, mga corned beef na naka, alam mo, maling, daming preservatives. O kaya hindi lang yan, kahit yung mga tocino, di ba? Sino mahilig sa tocino dito? Ang sarap kaya nun. Longganisa, lalo yung longganisa ang kalumpit. Malayo yung vegan eh, malayo din yung lukban. Pero yung longganisang kalumpit, pwede na. No? Naku, puro taba yun talaga, ang sarap. Pero, kaya yun na ibebenta ng mas mura, no? Eh, kasi nga, may mga preservatives so that they can stock it. So avoid also food that can be easily eaten. Easy. Avoid that. Bakit? Yung anything that you can eat, nibble while you're holding your cell phone. Hawak-hawak mo yung cell phone mo. Sunggab ka dito. Habang nag-chat-chat ka, kumakain kang gano'n, ano? Madali mong kainin. Ingat ka lang dyan. Convenient yan, pero junk. No nutritional value at all. Then, number four is rewarding. Avoid this thinking na I need to reward myself. No, before I sleep, ice cream. Before I sleep, chocolate. No, or before I... parang ganun, alam mo yun, parang stress, ano yan eh, pangtanggal ng stress. Kakain ka ng ganyan, candy bar. No, ingat. So, anong dapat mong gawin? You eat well. Mas maganda yung pagkain na piniprepare, niluluto. Bakit ba yung iba ayaw nang nagbabao ng pagkain? No? Gusto nila yung bibilin sa kantin. Gusto nila yung bibilin doon. Eh, ano ba nabibili mo sa kantin? Paulit-ulit lang. Spam. Ha? Nuggets. Hotdog. Paulit-ulit lang yun eh. Corned beef na nakalata pero ginisa. Pero kung magbabaon ka ng pagkain mo, hindi nga lang sosyal. No? Hindi nga lang sosyal. Pero mas maipiprepare mong maigi, mas nutritional pa yung value. Natutuwa kami kay Ardo Roberto sa kay Miriam Kembao kasi nung nagpunta ng IDC, nung Intentional Discipleship Conference, ay talagang hirap naman pumila doon sa fast food nila doon. Ang daming tao eh. Pero sila, may baon-baon ng pagkain. So sometimes we think na yung baon, parang hindi siya cool. Alam mo yun? Pag may baon ka sa school, no, hindi cool eh. Ba't nga ba ganun, ano? Sometimes we are more concerned about what people would say rather than what our body would say na parang hindi ko na gusto yan dahil masyado ng process. Amen? Mga young people, kaya ngayon marami ang cases ng cancer, maraming mga balita tayo na mga talagang ang mga sakit ay diabetes, mga bata pa lang. Ano? May hypertension na, mga bata pa lang. Why? Because of the kind of food that we eat. So eat well. Eat as much raw as you can. No? Yung mga hilaw. Kumain ka ng hilaw na isda. Hilaw na. No, hilaw. Mga vegetable na raw or half-cooked. Fruits na hilaw. Okay. Huwag ka na magiinom ng mga juices na powder. Tatanungin mo sa restaurant, is this a powder drink or talagang freshly squeezed juice? Dapat yung natural. No, meron tayong isang restaurant dito in Mikawayan that you can actually visit. No, hindi naman nila ako binabayaran, but this restaurant is really so good. Nenzo. Sino nakakain na sa Nenzo? Medyo expensive ng konti, pero masarap ang pagkain nila, well-prepared, saka they're so much concerned about nutritional value. At ang may-ari ng restaurant are vegetarians. They are vegans. So they also can give you in their menu mga veggie meals. Nakatikim na ba kayo ng chicharon na gulay? Meron sila noon. At ang lasa talaga niya ay lasang chicharon. Nakatikim na kayo ng liempo na gulay? I tried it once and it's really good. No? Para talagang yung liempo may taba pang ganun. Pero actually, mga soy, ano yun? Soy products. Mga soya meat. Dinuguan na vegetable. No? They have that. So kung conscious ka sa health mo and you decide to become vegan, then you should try this. Nenso, nandito lang yan sa kabila. Mga kaibigan din namin kasi may-ari nung restaurant. So go natural, cut down on refined grains, no? Yung lahat ng mga puti, puting asukal, puting bigas, no? Mas maganda yung brown rice, red rice, black rice, or better, no rice. Hindi nga, no rice. That's ketogenic diet. No rice, no bread. No, kaya lang bago ka mag-ketogenic diet, pakonsulta ka muna. Kasi ano yun, meron lang binabagayan yun. Okay, cut down on sugar, especially refined sugar. Avoid processed foods. Choose fresh, lean meats. Punta ka ng palengke. Punta ka ng, pwede rin sa SM. Kaya lang, mas maganda yung talagang kakakatay lang. No? Explore alternative source of protein. Hindi lang sa meat nakukuha ang protein. So what's the ultimate balanced diet? This is the ultimate balanced diet. In breakfast, you use the spoon. Then during lunch, you eat just with fork. And then pag dinner, yan ang gamitin mo pagkain, kutsilyo. Palagi ko, yan ang pinakamagandang diet sa lahat. Okay? So that's number one. No, be careful what you put into your mouth and what you allow your body to digest. Be careful. Because why? Because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. You live, you eat to live, not live to eat. Amen? Nabubuhay ka, kumakain ka para mabuhay, hindi yung nabubuhay ka para lumamon o kumain. No? Nung bata-bata ako, pagka eat all you can, talagang wow, lahat ng maisasaksak ko sa tiyang ko, gagawin ko eh. Pero ngayon, parang lugi na kami sa eat all you can. Parang hindi ko na kaya yung eat all you can. No? So pangalawa, it's not just feeding yourself properly, but caring for your body. That's the second, no? Caring for your body. Who among you run the 5-kilometer run? Meron ba? Nagpa 5-kilometer dito? Kahit ba 3, wala? 3-kilometer? No? Sino nangangarap na tumakbo sa 5-kilometer? Ayan, nangangarap lang. Kahit pangarap, wala rin. Pambihira naman, ano? Pangarap, wala pa. Actual na nga, wala. Eh. Pangarap, wala rin. Sino nakakapag-push-up dito ng mga 50 push-ups, 50 crunches? Wow. No. Sino dito can reduce your body fats 12% or lose your weights 10 pounds? Siguro medyo mahirap para sa atin lahat 'to, lalo kung hindi naman tayo talaga physically active. We may not be able to run the 5-kilometer marathon. But can you walk for 10 minutes? Yeah. Then that's a good start. Hindi ka man lang makalakad ng 5 kilometers o makatakbo ng 5 kilometers, at least, you know, at least 1 kilometer walk will do. And you start it tonight, not tomorrow. After dinner. You start walking. Hindi mo man kaya yung 50 push-ups, no? But at least you can do 5 or 10. Then every day, you start and then begin to build and increase more. Siguro, mahirap sa'yo to reduce your body fats by 12% or lose 10 pounds, but at least you can lose 1 pound or even 2% of body fats. Paano mo gagawin yun? Eh, kailangan meron kang disciplined exercise. And the best exercise actually is not running or even jogging, but simply walking. Huwag ka nang mag-rationalize na, wala kasi ditong fitness first eh. Fitness first. Ano, saan pinakamalapit na fitness first? SM? Saan pinakamalapit na global gym? Di ba ang lalayo? Kaya sabihin mo, dahil ang layo. Ang layo eh. Gusto ko sana mag-fitness first eh. Kaya lang ang layo eh. Kaya ano na lang, tulog first na lang. No? Fatness first. Hindi man kinakailangan mag-member ka ng gym or ng club. Hindi man kinakailangan meron kang sabi, gusto ko mag-swimming, gusto ko swimming eh. No, kaya lang, yung swimming naman, walang, ang hirap noon. Naalala ko nung bata si Yalil. Asan ba si Yalil? No, ini-encourage ko mag-sports. Sabi ko, mag-sports ka, mag-sports ka. No, sabi niya, Papa, ang paborito kong sports, football eh. Sabi ko, mag-football ka, wala namang football sa Pilipinas. E di, kung ano yung nandyan, kung ano yung available, badminton, no? Basketball, sa likod namin, basketball court. Or, wala kang bola, wala kang raketa ng tennis, wala kang raketa ng badminton, no? Wala kang swimming trunks na speedo para mag-swim ka, wala kang goggles, simple lang, maglakad ka. Just walk. Stop rationalizing, no? Amen? Amen ba? Pakisiko mo yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, tama na ang pangangatwiran. Mag-exercise ka na. So, anong benefit ng regular exercise? Anong benefit? It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your blood pressure. Cholesterol level mo, bababa. Siyempre, yung bad cholesterol. It will decrease your blood sugar so you won't be at risk sa diabetes. Decreased risk of stroke and heart disease, hypertension. Pag may exercise ka, naaarawan ka, mas maganda yun eh. Alam mo yun, magkakaroon ka ng ibang pakiramdam eh. Mas, ako, pag hindi ako nakakapag-exercise, ang feeling ko, ano eh, parang mabigat yung paa ko, mabigat yung katawan ko. So I love swimming. Problema sa Mikawayan, we have no swimming pool that you can really say malinis na swimming pool, no? Meron masyado na mamahal. Pero hindi ako masyado regular sa swimming, but I love to swim. Especially lapping. I play basketball, but I'm not really a very good player of basketball. Ano lang ako, yung pa-dribble-dribble, pa-shoot-shoot, patakbo. Pag may mga laban ng mga basketball, ako lang yung taga-takbo. Ganun. Tatakbo doon, tatakbo doon. Kunwari, busy ako, ganyan. Tatakbo doon, tatakbo dyan, ganyan. Tapos magbibigay ng tubig sa mga teammates, ganun. Yun ako. Hindi ako masyadong, mahilig ako sa basketball, pero parang yung dalawang pa ako, hindi yata ako nasanay na pang-basketball. So I developed tennis. So I play tennis. Before I loved playing tennis. Now, I still love playing tennis, but more, the reason why I play tennis is because I need it. No, I need it. Kahit nung nasa seminary ako, pagka punong-puno na yung isip ko, ka-review, ka-aral, I really have to go out, no, find the ping pong table, play with someone, or go shoot some basketball, and then play tennis or swim. Kailangan ko talaga yun eh. Pag hindi ko ginawa yun, parang, alam mo yon, parang punong-puno yung utak ko at punong, hindi ako makaisip maigi. So, I need that. Ikaw, anong sports mo? Ha? Finger sports? Sino dito nagba-basketball? Taas ang kamay. Come on, basketball. Wow. Good, good. Badminton. Yeah, you need to develop sports, no? Sino dito nag-swim? Swimming. Whoa, that's good. Sino dito nagte-tennis? Yeah, that's good. Jolen. Jackstone. Chinese garter. Ano sports nung iba? Ano mong sports nyo? Biking. Sino nag-cycling? Cycling. Whoa, that's good. You have to find time. You have to make time. Kasi we are stewards of this body. We want to live long. Tama ba? So, hindi pwedeng hindi mo asikasuhin ang katawan mo. You find the sports. Huwag kang maghapong nakakulong sa ano. Maghapong ka nakakulong sa bahay. O kaya, lagi kang dudod ng cellphone mo. Wala ka ng time to really exercise. Amen ba? Kaya yung mga hindi nag-exercise, yung antukin na antukin yun. Dapat nag-exercise talaga para alive tayo. Okay? So, it improves sense of well-being, it increases emotional stamina, and healthy sleep pattern. Know the difference between a sedentary person and an active person? Alam mo yan, kapag regular ka nag-exercise, the quality of your sleep, no, increases. Yung hindi nag-exercise, 54% lang ang quality, good quality ng kanyang tulog. While yung nag-exercise, 83%. Imagine mo yung quality ng sleep, di ba? Yung heartbeat ng athlete, mas mabagal kesa doon sa walang ginagawa. Kaya nga nung nagpa-BP ako, sabi na iba, Pastor, ba't ang baba ng BP mo? Kinabahan din ako eh. Ba't nga ba mababa BP ko? Pero sabi naman ni Aubrey, yung nurse natin, sabi niya, Pastor, okay lang yun kasi po, athlete kayo eh. I mean, naglalaro kayo ng tennis. And so, it's okay. Okay lang yun. Kaya mabigat yun. Wala ka nang ginagawa, ang bilis pa ng BP mo, ang bilis pa ng heartbeat mo, mas delikado. Okay? And then, yung life expectancy, you will add 4 more years, 4 to 5 years in your life when you are active physically. Okay? Yan. Kaya, parents, we're here. Sabi, there's a new way to get your kids to do as they are told. Make them clean their room, encourages them to help with chores around the house, and prevents them from constantly answering you back. It is called changing the Wi-Fi password. That's the key. Someday we'll become parents. Mas marami kasing young people ngayon eh. No? Mas maraming young people today. Pero these days kasi mga magulang, because they're so busy, they just give the tablet to their children and then maglaro ka na lang para hindi mo na ako istorbo yan. Pacifier yung cellphone. Para lang wag magingay, para lang wag magulo, para wag lang iistorbo, saksakan mo ng gadget, titigil yan. Pero kapag yung anak mo, eh, laging nakahawak sa gadget, no, at pag kinuha mo yung gadget, eh, nanginginig. Ibang usapan na yun. Dapat magpa-psychiatrist na yun. Kasi grabe na talaga yung bonding niya with the screen. No. So, mga magulang, kung masyadong napansin niyo, kahit sa bahay, kung napansin niyo parang ang dami ng oras na nauubo sa television, watching, or surfing the net, siguro as a family, you plan together na magbawas ng panonood ng TV and begin to do some physical activities like cycling together, magbisikleta kayo magkakasama, maglakad kayo magkakasama kung wala kayong pambisikleta. No? You can do that. Amen? Amen ba? So that we will not succumb to, this generation's problem of obesity and unhealthy lifestyle. Now, anong dalawang most important ingredients in exercise? 2 most important ingredients in exercise. Number 1 is consistency. Can you say consistency? Consistency, yeah. Hindi yung once a month. Sarap na ng pakiramdam mo, no? Nag-jogging ka once a month. So, kung mag-jogging ka, gawin mo na yun ng siguro mga thrice a week. Any sports activity, you can do that thrice a week. Maganda doon sa tennis court namin dahil kung hindi pa ako lalaro, what I normally do is I walk doon sa buong subdivision. So, habang naglalaro sila, naglalakad ako. So nakaka-exercise ako. Yung 10,000 steps na kailangan ko a day, you need 10,000 steps a day. Kaya lang kailangan mo ng smartwatch para mabilang yung steps mo. Okay ding exercise yun sa memory habang binibilang mo yung steps mo. Okay? Start walking kahit 10 minutes a day. After dinner, pagkatapos maghugas ang pinggan. You know, nothing beats, no? Walking. Especially walking with your daughter or walking with your son. Mas maganda yung ganon. Habang naglalakad kayo, nagkukwentuhan kayo sa subdivision. No? Habang, kaya lang, minsan sa lugar, mga lugar natin, ano, parang mahirap maglakad, ano? Baka mapadali pa buhay mo pag naglakad ka eh. Sa mga naglalasing sa kanto-kanto. Pastor, nag-exercise nga kami, naglakad nga kami, nasaksak naman. Pero, hahanap kayo ng magandang lugar. Ito, commercial center. You can drop by this side of Malhakan. Magbayad ka lang ng 10 pesos. Tama ba? 10 pesos? Then you can walk. Ilang, ang isang ikot dyan ay, ilang kilometro yung isang ikot dyan? Sino yung mga naglalakad dyan? Nagjog, nagbabike? Parang 1.5 yata, 1.5 kilometers yung isang ikot. So, pag nakatatlong ikot ka, ibig sabihin nun, naka 4.5 kilometers ka na, almost 5. Paano gagawin mo? Kailangan mo na magsimula. Amen? Amen. Kasi gusto mong healthy, gusto mong malusog para sa Panginoon. You have to take care of your body. Pangalawa, na ingredient that is most important is accountability. Walk with someone, walk with your spouse, walk with a friend so that you will be forced. Naghihintay na yung kaibigan mo, so dapat na maglakad, dapat na magjog, dapat na mag-exercise. Kapag meron kang kasabay na naglalakad o kasabay na nag-exercise, yung chances na matuloy yun, napakalaki ng chance, ng probability. Kesa yung ikaw lang mag-isa magpaplano, ang mangyayari niyan, tuloy-tuloy tulog yan. Sa pangarap ka na lang naglalakad. No? Sa panaginip na lang. Let's have some time to reflect, no? Just reflect on this. Number one, do you have adequate energy? Tingin mo tatagal ka? What if God will bless you with 90 years, no? Up to the last breath ba? You can be strong and healthy. Then are you able to meet all the physical demands of your day and complete strenuous tasks? Or depleted ka na, or na, madali ka mahapo, o madali ka mapagod? Do you feel good and look healthy? So young people, don't develop sports pag matanda ka na. Ngayon pa lang, mag-develop ka na ng sports. Maganda kayo mga sports na team sports so that you can also develop teamwork and sportsmanship. I mean, bata ka pala, mag-isip ka na, ano ba talaga ang pwede? At huwag mong sabihin na, mag-i-involve lang ako pag magaling na ako. E, diyan ang nangyayari sa akin sa basketball. Sabi ko, lalaro lang ako pag magaling na ako. Hindi na ako nakalaro. So, ibig sabihin nun, kahit hindi ka magaling, you try it. Try mo lahat ng sports na pwede mo i-try. And then kung ano yung pinaka-komportable ka, pinaka-okay sa'yo, pinaka-gusto mo, then focus on that. Invest in your life. Amen? Amen ba? Kasi kinakailangan yan for your well-being. No? Yun yung ating aasikasuhin. And even John, the apostle who lived the longest and died the natural death. Siya lang ang namatay ng natural death. Lahat ng mga apostles namatay through martyrdom. Meron siyang tip sa ating lahat. No? Paano siya nakasurvive ng ganung katagal? Ang sabi niya sa 3 John 2, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health, and that all may go well with you even as your soul is getting along well. God wants us to be well, hindi lang spiritually, kundi physically. God wants to bless us, hindi lang yung soul natin, hindi lang yung emotion natin, but our physical body. We are a single unit, hindi ito magkakahiwalay. Hindi hiwalay yung spirit mo sa body mo, sa katawan mo. We are a single unit. So whatever happens to your body will affect your spirit, will affect your soul. Kaya better take care of your body. Okay? At ang panalangin ni Apostle John is that all will go well with you, no? Hindi lang sa spiritual life mo, kundi sa physical life mo. Now, I understand that there are people na who are not really siguro may mga problema physically kasi siguro pinanganak with a congenital heart disease o siguro juvenile diabetic or siguro talagang merong sa lahi ninyo may hika or alam mo yon yung medyo mahirap mag-engage sa physical activity, no? Pero ang panalangin ni Apostle John sa atin is that, you know, God can make a way for you and God can really make a miracle in your life. So kung meron man tayo nararamdaman sa katawan natin, may karamdaman, bata ka pa lang, may problema ka na sa puso, no? We can pray for you and minister to you. You know, sometimes kahit anong ingat ang gawin natin sa katawan natin, no, no matter how we try to protect our body, we cannot escape the fact that each day we are deteriorating, we are decaying. Mula nung pumasok ang kasalanan, originally hindi naman tayo tatanda eh. Originally, nung nasa Garden of Eden, walang provision for aging. Nung nasa Garden of Eden, walang provision for death. Kaya lang, nung nagkasala si Adan saka si Eva, no, doon na nagkaroon ng death, nagkaroon ng kamatayan. At dahil naranasan na natin ang kamatayan, unti-unti, every day, we are dying slowly. Kaya nga tumatanda tayo eh. No, kapogi mo dati, ngayon eh, may mga wrinkles na. Kaitim ng buhok mo, ngayon marami ng puti. O ngayon, wala ng buhok. No? Maraming deterioration nangyayari sa katawan natin. No? I mean, sometimes, gusto mong pagandahin, gusto mong ayusin, but we can only do so much. What's important is what's happening inside. Do as much as you can, no, for your physical body and take good care of your inner man, of your inner self. I remember the story that there was a Buddhist temple in Thailand. And there was a road widening project of the government. And it just happened that, you know, yung pagbabypass nila, maglalagay ng major route, highway, tatamaan yung Buddhist temple. No? Tatamaan yung Buddhist temple. And they talked to the monks na, can we buy, you know, the temple and replaced it with a better one, you know, a bigger one, a better one. We will give you a better lot, a better place for your shrine. But ayaw pumayag ng mga monks. Oh, no. Itong, sabi niya, this temple has been here for thousands of years, no, hundreds of years, thousands of years, and ito yung amin na, talagang dito na kami. Kaya lang, yung government insisted, sabi niya, sige na, please. So they offered a good amount of money, no, to the monks. Finally, they decided na, sige, it's worth it. No, parang okay lang. Ang mahalaga lang, we have to move the statue of Buddha, no? We have to move the statue of Buddha from where it is located, no, to the new place. But the problem is, you know, the statue made of stone was so big that they needed a crane to actually carry it to the next location. So they tried to preserve the statue. No? Hundreds of years old statue made of stone. So they tried to strap yung statue and then they tried to lift it up using the crane. Ano nangyayari? While they're lifting it up, you know, the stone begins to have some cracks. Nakakaroon ng bitak-bitak. Ang ginagawa nila, they plaster it. Stop, stop! Then they plaster it. And then, slowly, let's carry it again. They began lifting the statue. And then again, nagka-crumble yung statue. Until, at one point, there was a big chunk of stone that was removed. And then, from within the statue, nagkaroon ng ano, alam mo yun? Parang nagkaroon ng reflection, nagkaroon ng ningning. There was a spark inside. And then they tried, they asked themselves, what's that? No. Ano yung nasa loob? And then they tried to remove the stones. And lo and behold, they found out that this Buddha is not really a stone statue, but a golden statue. So during the wars pala, to prevent the invading nations, no, from stealing this Buddha, they alam mo yan, pinaikutan nila ng clay. Tinapala nila ng ano, ng lupa, ng luad, no, so that parang decoy, no, para hindi nakawin ng mga foreign invaders. Kaya lang tumagal nang ganoon, hundreds of years, at wala nang nakaisip na akala nila lahat stone statue lang. Minsan ganyan ang katawan natin, di ba? Much as you want to take care of your body, make it younger looking, make it healthier, pero we can only do so much. No? Sometimes, talagang magde-deteriorate. Minsan, matatanda ka talaga eh. Minsan, papangit. Minsan, ang mahalaga lang, we age gracefully. No? We age gracefully. Na even we grow older, ang mahalaga, we take care of what's inside. That from glory to glory, we're being changed every day. Amen ba? So that even if our outer body deteriorates, the inner man is growing more beautiful each day. Amen. Amen. So para sa mga adult na kasama natin dito, don't lose heart. No? Kahit matatanda na tayo, kahit medyo may edad na tayo, at marami nang nararamdaman sa katawan, isang araw, no, mga nanay, mga tatay na nandito, isang araw papalitan ng Panginoon yung mga katawan natin ng niluwalhating katawan. Katulad ng katawan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen? That's our hope. Hindi yung forever na uugod-ugod ka, forever na matanda ka, ibabalik ng Panginoon ang iyong sigla, ng iyong kabataan. Amen? So it is our prayer that we will be able to fulfill our purpose, no, by applying, you know, God's purpose in our lives in one of the most important part of our lives, and that is our physical body. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we give the Lord a round of applause? Shall we all close our eyes? Lord, thank you for reminding us that we as your temple need to care and feed our body properly so that we can outlast. Even our contemporaries, Lord God, so that we can do more for you. Lord, we believe that you want us to live healthy, well, and fit. And right now, Lord God, we come before you, surrendering ourselves to you. If there's anyone here, now you feel guilty because you have abused your body, maybe you have engaged in sexual promiscuity, or you have abused your body through substance, alcohol, drugs, smoking. This is not God's will for you. Alam mo, bawat stick ng sigarilyo na hinihitit mo, ilang minuto ng buhay mo natatanggal sa'yo. At sa bawat sigarilyo na hinihitit mo, yung brain cells mo, isa-isang namamatay. Hindi pa kasama yung baga mo na natutuyo because of smoking. We have to come to the Lord and say and ask for forgiveness because you are destroying His body. That's not yours. If you cannot control yourself from drinking alcohol or taking drugs, now is the time to surrender it. God is so powerful and so merciful, and He can set you free if you're willing. That is, if you are willing. So if you're saying, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm struggling with smoking. I'm struggling with alcohol or drugs or anything or any other thing or any sin of the body, sin of the flesh. Can you just raise your hand? Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. Nakita ko yung kamay mo. Pwede na maibaba. Pwede mo nang ibaba. You can put your hands down. I see your hands. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes. Meron ba sa atin dito nagsasabi, Pastor, please pray for me. I abuse my body kasi wala akong pahinga. Tulog ako. Wala akong tulog. Trabaho ko ng trabaho. Aral, trabaho. Aral, trabaho. Wala akong panahon sa sarili ko. Hindi ako nakapagpapahinga. And I feel madali ako mahapo. I feel madali ako mapagod. Irritable ako. Why? Kasi wala akong pahinga. I abuse my body through working. Can you just raise your hand? You know, you are sinning against God. Ang Panginoon nga, He rested on the seventh day. If there's one person in the universe who never rests, it's Satan. You need rest. Okay, thank you. I see your hand. You may put it down right now. Anyone here who say, Pastor, please pray for me. I feel tired. I feel unstable emotionally. You know, parang I feel drained because I have a problem with eating. I have a problem with, you know, exercising. No, I have no self-control. I have no discipline. Can you pray for me, Pastor, so that, you know, I can start as soon as I can, you know, taking care of my body, feeding it properly, and caring for it properly. Can you just raise your hand? Kung sinasabi mo, Pastor, please pray for me. I will start na disciplining myself. I will start na exercising. I will start na with eating right. Just raise your hand. Yes. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Last, is there anyone here who is sick? Probably yung sickness mo kagagawa ng kapabaya mo sa iyong katawan, or yung sickness mo ay minana mo sa iyong mga ninuno, mga magulang. Meron kang hika kasi mga ninuno mo may mga hika. Or meron kang hypertension kasi nanay at tatay mo mataas ang presyon. Or diabetika, batang-bata ka pa lang, diabetika na. Why? Because namana mo sa mga magulang mo. Ano man ang dahilan kung bakit may sakit ka, I want to pray for you. We will be praying for you today. No? Can you just raise your hand if you feel sick or if you're really sick? Can you just raise your hand? We will pray for you. Hallelujah. Any kind of sickness, there's nothing impossible with the Lord. He can heal you. He can bring forth restoration upon your body. No, just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Pwede nang ibaba mga kamay. Shall we all stand up?